obviously, it's the day after Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling real good, feeling loved and all of that. Big up the fam, you know, and I come in and everything's, you know, hunky-dory. Give my stepdaughter a kiss on the forehead, you know, give my son a kiss, put these glasses on him, started laughing. Everything's just
bliss.
Beautiful, it's bliss, okay? Sit down on the sofa and my partner goes, oh yeah, decided today that I was going to listen to an episode of Late Night and some Wet Wipes.
Golly!
Come on! Glad to have your ears.
Golly!
Right, let's get serious. Let's get serious.
Mike, do the yes. intro, please.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I am back. I'm back to host this business, man. I'm Mike Akadiri. To my left, we've got
Darren Griffiths, no BBL.
Hey, we're going to get into that. We're going to address that off the top. Let me just introduce the other co-host of the podcast.
Come on, done no. Because you
got Mr. Happy hat on.
Mr. Jum, what's my name?
Mr. Jum. Yeah,
I've got a story about that later.
It must be high as a kite. What's going on?
Let's not talk about that. Kazeem Jamal, done no.
You missed it, didn't
you? I missed that, man. I missed that. Yeah, we're out here, man. Yeah. Oh, you know
we
what?
We outside.
Little sort of behind the scenes for the listeners, yeah? The way we do this podcast, we're a three-man podcast. We do everything ourselves, yeah? So part of my role doing this ourselves is to watch the pods back and give some timestamps for the clips that you guys see on the socials. A little inside scoop. So I've had to watch two episodes of back-to-back slander from these two and Matt Hutchinson. He's not here today, but Matt Hutchinson, you contributed to the slander too. So what's really happening? Why am I hearing messages that I've had a BBL in Turkey and all that good? So I've not even gone to Turkey. What's going on?
But have you had the BBL somewhere else then?
I've had some form of BBL.
Listen, man, the surgery is worldwide now, man.
I've had some form of CBL.
Turkey's just what you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you go for
you
the
could have gone Fulton Heath.
Do you know what? I've had Fulton Heath BBL.
Made of chicken bones.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Chicken bones and bullet shells.
Chicken.
They'll send you back home on the bus,
and
man.
Teflon just packed in there. Just touch Michael's ass. You can't shoot Michael's ass.
Fulton Heath
Michael
VR.
Just be pointing
insane.
His ass at bullets.
Yeah, that is it. That's like a cartoon cast. You just.
Oh, that is a good sketch.
Yeah, you don't know Fulton Heath BBL.
You put Teflon in your BBL. Yeah. Now you're in deep of ops. And then you start pointing your ass at
your
the
ass at the shield, innit? Yeah.
And they survive, but you wish they had killed you because now they're just being mad homophobic towards you.
This guy put his ass.
You're getting
in
so
air.
Much homophobic hate. You're like, I can't do this.
Remove the BBL. You go back to take it back.
You're like, I just wish one of these men would shoot for the head for once.
Get your aim right, cuz. Get your aim right.
Obviously, tell the truth, Mike. Like, it's nothing to be embarrassed about now, man. Yeah. Like, you're big Mike Wackadiri surgeon. You get
come
me.
On.
Was Matt called you Michael Bacadiri?
Bacadiri, yeah. I heard the remixing my surname. I said, wow.
So just tell the people
my ancestors
going to
be upset. You know what? I had a former BBL, man. Do you know what I had?
What's that?
I went for a Black Brotherhood lecture. So that's why I'm dressed like this today.
You went to see Dr. Umar?
He's European equivalent. And essentially, I'm on a new consciousness.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I'm a different guy, man.
I'm about to get kicked off the pod. I'm about to get kicked off the pod.
I'm on my consciousness now. You understand? So, you know, unless we are talking pro-black, I thought... I'm not with it. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? I'm for the movement of all African people.
Swear down.
So everything we say has to be within the limits of African people.
I agree with your
missus,
bruv.
What?
Who's missus? You look like stupid.
I look like I'm fighting a good fight.
Nah. You look like your fucking tartan like pattern basket is outside.
Come on.
And you're about to put fruits and eggs and walk them home at a pace that is unbearable for all other pedestrians.
I've had a BBL, that's what I said, Black Brotherhood lecture. Come on.
What did you is this what they put you in after the surgery?
Yeah. This is the clothes they send you out on, man, you know. So I learned that, you know, we need to be... You can't save everyone. There are people in the community that, you know...
Black people.
Yeah, in that community that, you
in
know...
In that community. You say our community.
In the black community...
Which you are a part of.
I'm a...
You're a leader now.
Yeah, exactly.
So
well,
you should say our community.
It's our community. It's our community. I'm proud to be...
You said that community.
That community. That are... Sorry. Use of...
You sound like you're in the comments of some right-wing newspaper.
No. Let me use a possessive
that
pronoun.
That community, right?
That one over there. You fucking... Yeah? You silly slag. No.
Okay.
Okay. But no, the community we're part of. You know, you can't save everyone. There's some people that are, as Dr. Umar says, too far gone.
Name them.
I ain't got individual names. I'm just saying just the people that you see.
Am I in the community?
Are you black?
Like, but am I too far gone?
No, I think you could be saved.
Saved?
I think you could be saved.
So I'm on the path of destruction.
I think you could be saved.
So I'm on the wrong path.
I wouldn't say the wrong path. So you're on a path.
But you said, well, so what do I need to be saved from? What am I doing that is against the community guidelines?
Wearing that happy hat. Huh? Wearing that happy hat.
Wearing the happy hat.
Yeah.
Against the community guidelines.
Yeah, because that hat is associated with reefer. And if you smoke...
Reefer?
Yeah, whatever that is. Weed. Weed. Illegal substances. If you wear that and you take the substance, it messes up with your mind.
This hat is not associated with weed.
No, that logo is.
The smiley face.
The smiley face, how absolutely. Because we know.
How do you know this?
Because that was part of the BBL lecture.
This hat, this smiley face.
The smiley face is associated with herbs. That people...
Stop the cat.
Oh my goodness. Don't tell me you've not bought whatever you buy and that logo's not on it, on the packaging.
No. No.
It is, I know.
This is the most arrogant outfit I've ever seen in my life.
Arrogant? That's an outfit arrogant.
It's Nigerian, man. What do you expect?
You lead back.
Come on.
And you didn't change into that. You went out, you left your house like that, right?
Absolutely. Well, I should be proud of this. This is summer wear.
Yeah, I'm not saying you shouldn't be proud of it. I'm saying you left your house.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. And I'll do it again. Do it again next week, the week after. No, I doubt it, but you know.
So am I on the right path?
I think you can stray, but you know.
What is this?
I think you can stray, but I think largely you're for your people. The main thing is about being for your people. You have to be for your people.
So what is the right path? Being for your people.
Yeah.
And what does that entail?
That means that you support them mentally, physically, spiritually, financially.
But for what this
kind of Nigerian? Yeah,
this is very Nigerian of you.
What,
financially?
Oh, so you don't. You have to support your people. You know,
financial. What, so like support black business
where you can.
Okay.
Where you can, you know what the more extreme version will say all the time, but where you can.
I mean, you can't do it all the time.
Well, all the time.
Yeah, not
tough.
All the time. Yeah, that's tough. Like, that is tough.
Like getting a train to work.
Yeah.
Well, you could try find a.
Well, black owned train.
Black owned train.
It's never on time. It's never on time.
Look, what? Let be honest. If
our train's always late.
Well, they must run flipping Avanti or whatever. So you know, but that is what I learned at my time away. That we need to be for the people
so
in all facets
you
of life.
Learned this your time away.
Absolutely.
So before this pod started, and you said that it was mainly people of, you know. This sofa's complexion. Where did you have time to...
Okay, go on.
Where did you have time to have a Black Brother lecture?
A BBL?
Yeah.
Away, in Europe.
In Europe?
Yeah.
Where?
Specifically, where did we go? We met in, like, Iberia. Iberia.
Iberia.
That's not specific. That's, like, yeah. Two countries.
Yeah, we spent time crossing the border.
On a ship.
Yeah. On a ship. We went back to our roots.
Portugal?
No, the ship.
So, okay. And this, you had this experience in Iberia.
Correct.
With a brother named...
Well, this one was...
No, what's his name?
What, his name? What? You know, there's many names. There's
Michael, what's his name?
Yemi.
Let's get over this pod. This is wild.
Let's focus on the pod. Okay, has anyone got anything to reflect on? enough about me talking about what I did when I was away. Okay,
I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
No, go. No? You go.
You go.
Okay, so when I got home today and saw my white girlfriend.
At least you know, you bunny hopping.
Yeah. bunny hopping. I'm actually quite entitled to do that because obviously my nan was white. That was a good time.
Okay, continue. So, it's in you. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm a product.
You're of it, so yeah, because yeah. You're a product, you.
And I saw my very pro-black Nigerian grandfather marry this white. Well, I didn't see them get married, but that was his wife.
Yeah.
So you will not make me feel that I need to be saved. Anyway.
Date who you want to date.
Yeah, for real. Apart from men. Dating men. No, I'm joking.
Hey, if you're this move.
That was a tester for you. I'm absolutely joking. Fucking hell. Anyway, so I got in. Obviously, it's the day after Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling real good. Mm. Feeling loved and all of that. Big up the fam, you know. And I come in and everything's, you know, hunky-dory. Give my stepdog a kiss on the forehead. You know, give my son a kiss. Put these glasses on him. He started laughing. Everything's just
bliss.
Beautiful. It's bliss. Okay. Sit down on the sofa. And my partner goes, oh, yeah. Decided today that I was going to listen to an episode of Late Night and some Wet Wipes.
Golly.
Come on. Glad to have your ears.
Golly.
That's it. Supporting the pod. Come on.
And that's what she said. She said, I thought I'd, you know, give a bit of support.
That's love.
You know, add an extra number. Every number counts.
We need that.
And she goes, but one thing, right? You said that you didn't hear your son crying in the nighttime.
Whoops.
But you're on this podcast saying that you have mastered the art of waking up without opening your eyes. So you do hear him. And let me tell you something, buddy. A whole lot of things are going to change. Because she goes, I'm just going to stay in the bed. I'm just not going to do nothing.
Wow.
Until you get up and deal with him. And I was like, listen, it's entertainment. It's not. I just said that for
you moles. Got caught red-handed, cuz.
It's self-sabotage, really. Because I knew sooner or later she was going to listen to
this whole pod is self-sabotage. Literally, this week, me and Naomi had a discussion about something I mentioned on the pod.
It sounds like a talking to.
No, because it's literally about being out too much. And then literally me, you and Matt were talking about this week in July that I've got coming up that I don't want to talk about. And my way of dealing with these things is just to go, it was in the conversation and I went, so you're doing the thing you mentioned on the pod. And I was like,
I forgot you listened to that.
I was like, shit.
She listened. Boy. Yeah. Find out all your secrets.
Does your missus listen?
Nah, she doesn't. So I can chat shit. I can chat shit. And I'm going to chat shit, actually. I've got
about your missus?
Yeah.
About the black woman.
Yeah, about this.
You're going to chat shit about the black woman.
Yeah, she can do wrong. Black women can do wrong.
That, no. Those are not the views.
I can hear.
Like, those are not the views of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. Those are views of Barker.
I can hear the thumbs tapping the phone on Twitter as we speak.
Those are the views of Michael Akin.
No one is infallible. No one's infallible.
This is a thread. But yeah, man. So listen, if you're listening now, okay, like disclaimer. I said at home, right? I don't hear when he's like proper whining out.
I can't believe you had an argument with her in front of her. I said, you know, wait, I'm going to wait to the cameras.
No, I said to her.
Okay, you're just... Yeah, you have to. Okay, oh, she, okay.
Sorry, I'm a bit removed from that. Whoever picks up the Twitter questions and stuff like that, one's coming from her soon. She let me know. She let me know, and it'll probably... You'll probably know it's about me because she won't at me, and that was just saying my name, but she'll go, yeah, that fucking pagan, yeah. That's how this is going to start. Yeah. But yeah, I swear, like, maybe a handful of times I've heard him when he's proper wild. Yeah, like, you know when they do that and scream? And
someone's
pulling them apart. Yeah, and you're like, you need to stop because someone's going to report us. That scream.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know when, like, you can't console them and it's just, like, nonstop. I've heard that in the nighttime a handful of times. Mm. I don't really hear him proper screaming, you know, when he's just upset or feeling unwell or whatever, unless he's in the bed next to me, which she then added, even then it takes you fucking ages. Like, I've left the room, come back, everything, and you still haven't woken up and he's next to you. I hear him on two occasions. It's my son does this like panting thing just before he's about to like go mad, he goes like that, and then you hear like and you go, oh, it's like a volcano.
So yeah, he's gonna
erupt. I hear that, and then like the whiny, whingy, like all that, or like on a couple of times where he's thrown up in bed, and you hear that, and I've just bolted up, it just cut through whatever dream I was having.
He's, like, he's not choking to death next to me,
and I'm just up, but the like real intense, I don't hear. Now, here's my reflection, right? When my partner was pregnant, I was like, oh, yeah, I know it's going to be tough and it's going to be tiring, but I'm actually looking forward. And it was a rookie mistake. I actually mentioned night feeds. I was like, I'm looking forward to being that dad.
Boiling the kettle. Jeez.
And making MBs. That and feeding him. Because, you know, obviously, my dad never did anything like that. I want it all. Then he was born and I had boys time for like the first couple of months where I kept him downstairs, Moses basket, all that. And we just chilled until about midnight. And then I take him back up. And then she said he needs a routine. I thought we were going to do that set up for like a year. I didn't realize how fast people progress at baby. Yeah. Like now he needs a routine and... I just wasn't the one.
Didn't have the stamina for it.
And, you know, she's tried to call me out on it before, and I've kind of been like, you know, sometimes I open an eye and you're already dealing with it, so I just go back. She goes, so you never thought to say, you know, go back, I'll deal with this. And I was like, well, you're already up. Like,
no point two of us being
and
up.
And also, you said it yourself, you struggle to get back to sleep. I don't. So you're up. You're going to be up, innit? You're going to turn the TV back on. Yeah. All of this stuff, you know. So I just used to go back to sleep.
Yo.
But I said, I hear you. I understand you. And I'm going to try and improve my night feed.
Frequency,
right?
So if you were to tally it up since your son's been born, how many times has she gotten up compared to you? Or just make it a ratio if you can't think of her.
Oh, it's like 99.5.
Damn.
99.5 her side, 0.5 my side.
Damn.
So, like, it's very rare that I'll be asleep, get up, and deal with him.
Yeah.
What will happen is I might be, like, getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
And he wakes up. And then that's, like, an extra half an hour or whatever to feed him, settle him, put him back down. But I haven't gone to bed yet.
See, I used to try to contribute at the night time, and then Naomi literally said, you're so useless when you're tired. That is actually an endangerment to the child.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, I'd rather just, I wake up and you just sleep, because then at least you can help me the next day.
She yeah.
Because like, she's seen me, like, with all intentions of trying to be useful, and I'm holding him, and I'm just like,
Oh, you're even falling asleep. Mess.
She's like, no, give me him. Like, you gotta drop him. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm fine. She's like, you can't sleep. You can't fall asleep. I'm like, so I'm not gonna fall asleep. I'm not.
Do you have the excuse of being like, oh, I've got work tomorrow, yeah, and yada yada.
I tried that, and it's funny because, like, call me a sexist for this comment, all you want in the comments, right? Uh-oh. Yeah, mm-mm. But. It was this typical thing of me saying something and my partner hearing it the way she wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
So I said, but I've got work in the morning. And she said, but this job is hard too.
Oh, what a segue.
And jeez. I said...
And she hit back, though.
Yeah, she hit back. And she, I said...
That's a good swing.
But no, it isn't, though. Because I said, nobody... ever said your job wasn't hard.
Yeah.
What I said was, I've got work in the morning.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Mm. Yeah. And she goes, but my job's hard too. And I go, yeah, it is very hard. But I've got work in the morning that I have to go to, yeah, and be like efficient, like to the max.
Yeah.
Where our son is now, like, I'll put him in his walker and just kick back on the sofa. Yeah. And he's content just strolling up and down the house. Talking baby talk. Whereas like, if I'm not on point at my job, someone's gonna pull me up, innit?
Yeah.
Like in the, not like say you're careless, but if you're not like on point the whole day with your kids, no one's gonna stop paying you.
Yeah, yeah. And so this question that I posted in the group, right? About who has the harder job, the stay at home parent or person who goes to work. And me and my wife had the same conversation. Like, who's got...
What was the conclusion at home?
But there is no conclusion. My thing is, I feel like what it is her day is a shorter day, but way more intense.
Yeah.
At home with two little ones. So when my eldest isn't at nursery, she's at home, two little ones, and it is just carnage. I've had to
imagine
on my own for like a maximum of like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it's a lot, just trying to like... Because my eldest isn't even two yet.
Yeah, of course.
So it's a thing of, she can kind of occupy herself. That, right, I need to get her something to eat. As soon as I put him down, it's just noise. It's just
yeah.
I said, but my day's longer. Her day's more intense, my day's longer. And it's a thing of like, so give our usual routine. Let's start from 6 in the morning. Let's start from there. So I would wake up at 6 in the morning. Everyone else is asleep. That's my time to have a shower. Have a shit.
That's you time.
And on the ideal day, I've got myself completely ready before my daughter's waking up at 7. Then she wakes up, I'll get her ready. And then my wife and my son usually start waking up around then. I'll get my daughter all the way ready to her hair needing to be done. And then my wife will do her hair. I can do her hair, but obviously it's a different level of if she's going to somewhere where she needs to look really nice, then I can't be touching her hair.
They're trying to get me to do my stepdaughter's hair. Yeah. I'm like, nah, cause...
No, I said, but I can do it. Like I did a hair to take her to
why are you giggling?
No, I'm just like, no. The way you're just like, it's not happening. Like you're just trying it now. You're not even like, oh, let me try it.
I had long hair as a kid. Yeah. Like,
it's long.
And it looks brutal.
It is long.
You get me? Like, the way they comb a kid's hair, like, I've had it done to me. But it looks as well, like, it's like, you know, if they've not, like, say that it's the holidays or whatever, and their hair's just like,
everywhere.
Like, it's like, and like, my stepdaughter's got like soft but thick afro hair. So it looks like a, and all the product, the moisture's in it, like, you're not just going in there just ripping, like,
it looks a bit barbaric.
Comb, bro. And I'm like, because I'm just going to approach it like,
yes, this is what happens. I'm doing my daughter's hair, and I'm all like, I'm just like, hurry up, man. I'm just like, yeah, but I'm doing the hair, like, I'm trying to part it. She's like, come here.
Oh, okay. Because you're more worried. You're trying to be more delicate.
Yeah,
where they're a bit more forceful.
My wife's not hurting my daughter
either. Yeah.
I'm just like, but I don't.
She knows the pressure to apply.
Yeah.
But yeah, but she's like, bam, bam, bam. So then I'll do her hair, and then it's right now, if I've got time, I'll make my wife a drink, and then I'm now putting my bag on. I'm leaving. Let's say it's a gig day. So then if it's a gig day that I'm able to, let's, I'm able to come home.
Yeah.
So man, most days I'm not able to come home between gig. I come home and then I'll have something to eat. Then I get my daughter ready for bed. And then
so this is like 7 o'clock, yeah, 6, 7-ish.
Yeah, 7 to 8-ish, and then I'm out to go to.
And who's made the food you've eaten?
My wife.
Wow, so she's looked after two kids, mm-hmm, and also found time to, yeah, fix you something, yeah, serious.
Yeah, it's nice. She's done well. No, but sometimes it's I might make something very rarely, or I've ordered something.
Don't take credit for that.
What? Her day's been carded and she has the time to cook.
Oh, you ordered for the family, yeah, not yeah, oh, yeah. Off we met just yourself.
Oh, no, I'm just coming in,
wonder what you're eating.
I'll save it for the next one. That just reminded me of something.
Yeah. And then I go out to the gig and I come back.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like washing up or something, or tidying up in the living
room. Yeah, no doubt.
My wife tidied up and washed up throughout the day, probably. But it's just...
Oh, yeah, they just generate mess.
Yeah, or there might still be clothes in the washing machine that needs to be hung out. So I've come up from a gig at about midnight.
Yeah.
And there's still all these little...
Yeah, bits and bobs there.
So I'm not going to bed till about 1.
Mm.
I come in, wife's just... Everyone's asleep. Now, it's almost like as soon as I put my head down on the pillow, my son wakes up.
Mm.
And I can hear all the kind of carnage of them two. And then she's like, I didn't really sleep well last night. But in my head, I'm like, but you kind of slept for 3 hours at the beginning of the night and you slept for like 2 hours.
Ah, you start coming with the technicals.
Head, yeah, so like in my head, you probably actually got more sleep than I did.
That's that counting in you, yeah, man.
You got more sleep than I did, but her sleep was broken. My sleep's nice and solid.
Compact, but sure.
So when it comes to those tired moments, shout out Nathan. Listen,
yes, time, but definitely.
It just ends up being like tiredness Olympics.
Just,
I'm tired and... It's like it's a radioactive word to say in the house. Oh, I'm so tired. It's like, you're not tired.
Yeah,
not
compared to me.
I'm scared of saying it in my house.
Yeah.
I'm scared of saying
it. Where do you think that comes from?
So, what I was going to say to add on to your part, yeah, was that I've contemplated, and she's going to hear this now, yeah. So,
well, live your truth, innit?
But listen, I've contemplated saying to her, like, I've got 3 jobs.
Yeah.
You've got 1. At the moment.
Hot damn.
Still on maternity leave. So the moment, no, but just hear the logic.
No. Let you land. I'm going to let you land, man.
I've got my, like, mainstay job.
Your employment.
Yeah, my employment. I've got stand-up and everything.
Definitely.
Everything that is wrapped up in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Pod, mm-hmm, editing stuff, mm-hmm, writing, gigging.
Yeah.
Traveling.
Yeah, that's it.
And then I have being a parent.
Yeah.
Right? No doubt.
So I feel like I'm out here like doing 3 things.
Mm.
Like I'm tired, but I don't feel like I can say I'm tired.
I feel like that.
Yeah. And it's like, but my missus did say today, she was like, I would never expect you to come home from like a podcast session or gig and do a night feed or anything like that, or do anything. It's the days when it's just like I'm off. I've come back from work and I'm off.
Holidays.
In the holiday, like the last school holidays, I was like getting erect at how much I was gonna sleep.
You're getting excited, you thought.
Yeah. Did not happen.
Of course not, man. You're home now. You can tap in.
Like my partner you can tap was just in. Rolling over to me being like, can you take him?
Ace. Yeah, come on.
And then like, I'm downstairs, fuming.
My own child.
Fuming, like, not at him, I'm just like.
Just life.
The situation.
Just at life, not at anyone. Just at life, I'm just like, no, I was going to sleep.
That's it, man. Yeah. That's it.
And I just put, like I said, I just put this boy in his stroller and I'm just like, and then I like hear stroller bang into something like, You good? He looks at me, he's like, I'm like, you good. Put my head back down. Bro, one time he wasn't even in his stroller, fam. He was just crawling, yeah? And like, I wasn't sleeping, but like, my eyes were going.
Yeah,
yeah, you're on your way out.
And like, I think I mentioned it on here, he just kept getting in the blinds where the conker was.
Mm.
And I'm just like, get the fuck away from them blinds, man. And then we got this, and then I put him in his, then I got his walker, put him in there, and I was like, you can't do anything in here apart from play with the toys on it and walk up and down. That was it.
You, that's the safe spot. So I'm in a unique position compared to the two of you. So I'm with my son during the day. So I'm doing the hard slog. I get up.
You get you get all that credit in the bank.
That's why you got that, went and got that BBL, isn't it?
Come on. Yeah, Black Brotherhood lecture. that's why I went and got it. No, on a rule, it's like I get credit. I do the slog in the morning. I get him ready in the morning. Even today, we went for a walk in the park. It was a good day. So I said, let's go for a walk in the park, strolling about. So I shower him, feed him, do his feeds during the day. And in obviously, in the house, I've got a high chair. I've got the high chair and the bib. Come on, high chair. But he's eating good now, man. He'll be leaning forward. So I'm happy with that, man. So I'll be feeding him. And then is when my mister comes back, maybe like 5:30-ish, between 5:30 and 6. Then if I've got a gig, it's a quick handover. Bang, you take the U. I'm out.
Is that... Catch
it. One time, you know, when it's like late, I'm calling like, where are you? I'm in traffic. And sometimes it's like, he's in his chair. Where's the key? See, I don't even like bring him to the door. I'm like, he's in the chair.
You meet her on the path. He's in there.
Go collect them. I'm late.
As she's pulling out, she wires out the window. Yeah, he's in there. Yeah, you left.
You got your door key, yeah?
Just on the latch.
I've never checked.
Someone just walked in, so you might want to hurry up. Mizzy just walked in.
so you might want to hurry up.
We outside. Pain is an illusion.
You walk in. What's Mizzy doing in my house? It's Bukhari. But what I would say for you, is like you're on a two-tier different level to me and Darren, because prior to your obviously very, inspiring jump into full-timeness of the stand-up.
Yeah, man.
You and your partner both work
in the health service.
In the health service.
Yeah, no doubt.
Which is notoriously tiring.
Oh, 100%, man. Like, yeah.
I don't bet, but it could be a rebuttal to something you say, like, you're in the office.
Yeah.
Or something like...
I'm guessing. You could.
Or just people in general. Yeah, just quite sedentary. Your chin.
You're up and down, man. Like, after long...
Whereas, like, your missus will be, like... She might be, like, next level tired.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, she could come home and be, like, real tired and stuff. And that's why...
Justice for Pret, though.
Leave Pret alone, man. Wait, fam. That's a long that battle with them and the government gonna go on for a long time, cuz. But no, in truth, so that's why in the night is always an interesting one of who goes to him.
Who?
Because she's got work in the morning,
and those are shifts.
So that's a proper shift she's got to do. But
you just come back from work in the night.
I've been with him all day. So I've done two jobs.
It's two jobs.
So sometimes I'll be looking at her like. It's hard, but sometimes I'll be looking at her like, damn. But then I know I could lie in. So it's always a give and take with that.
That's nothing as well, right? Because it depends on the temperament of your kids.
Yeah.
Also depends on the temperament of your kids.
Yeah.
And it also depends on the facilities you have in the house.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't mean to cut you there.
No, sir.
But we bought my son a cot.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Because
he doesn't even fuck with his cot.
Well, this is the story.
About the temperament of the kids.
This is the story now. Yeah. Because obviously he was in his crib.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's standing up. You can't leave him by himself. Yeah. He's going to go over. I've got this cot from IKEA. Putting it together. Put the level too high. He can still stand up and go over.
Oh, wow.
So then I'm like, I'm not dismantling it today. About a week goes by. I start dismantling, putting it together. One of the pieces now... where I've done it too hard and I've had to like jimmy this thing out. First of all, it was bent so it couldn't go back in the same way. So I had to go to my mum's, get some pliers and a hammer and like bang, bang, bang
it.
But then from all that banging, it's eroded on the thing. So now it won't screw to the other attachment on the other side. So this cot now is in my house for maybe 4 weeks now. Just... up against the wall.
Not doing that.
Fully built apart from one piece. I go to IKEA to get the thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We haven't got it in store. You can order it. It's going to take forever. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to try and finish
them. No spare parts, man. That's the problem.
So what I was saying is, once that cot comes, the temperament of the child, but your facilities as well. Because if you've got, when you get your one, well, I don't know what you've got right now. But
yeah, he's still in these snooze pods. He can't stand up by himself. He can try set up, but he can't stand up. So he's still using
them. When you get what I like to call the cage, because it's just fucking bars.
Yeah. Acorn thing.
That laying thing all depends actually on your temperament. Because if he's not in distress, but he's just there babbling.
How long
do you
let it go?
Just being like awake or whatever, but just still in bed.
Because what happens is you finally get those moments where they are just babbling.
My
door, there's babbling, and you are just laying there. And then, your stupid fucking hormones.
guilt.
No, that is not guilt. He's just like, oh, she sounds so cute. Do I want to say hello to her? And you get up, it's like, this is my. I've now started my day.
That's on you.
I could have got away with laying. I could probably, if I just, and time, but I've just laid there. I've looked on the monitor, and she's like, daddy. And then she's just laid back down.
Okay.
It's like, if I just left it for a little bit longer, she would have gone back. She's not in any distress. She's not screaming. She's not crying. She can go back to sleep. But me, like a dickhead, goes, I kind of miss her, you know? let me go see her. And it's like, it's 6:30 in the morning. She's now awake. It's like,
is that game over?
Yeah. You can have those moments. I've also had a reverse moment. So my son started saying like small words and like dad, and he says like, mum and nan, like they're just those noises, right? But we all feel like he says dad when I'm not there, but when he sees me and stuff like, because I made a point of replying to him every time he said it, so I'm on the toilet now, door's open, he's in his walker again, door's open, the way it's set up, he can't get in front of the door, so I'm like here, the door's open, and he's on the other side of the door, and this brother's just calling me, fam. Like, the downstairs toilet, you've got to get to. So it's not like, he's made his way from the living room to here. Wow. And he's just calling me nonstop. Dad. And I just went, bruv. I'm on the toilet.
Can't get a moment's rest now.
I'm trying to just like, squeeze one out. I remember just being like, bruv. Bruv, allow me for a second.
Cause. Man said, let me drop the other kids off at the school. Wow.
He was just onto me, bruv.
No, but like I said, there's a question, like, who has the hardest, I don't know, I can't actually answer who has the harder job.
Bruv, it's like.
It is long, it is, because.
It's like being a footballer and a manager.
Yeah.
Who's got the harder job?
Yeah, because one point that, like, because one thing that used to always annoy me, that it's like, she was going, oh, because you get a break when you're on the train. I'm like, commuting? He's like, that doesn't count as a break.
Yeah.
I didn't see it as a break. I still don't, but I see her point in the sense of.
Yeah, you can switch off.
Because she's like, but you can switch off. You can watch something on your phone. You can listen to a podcast, because I can't do any of those things. I'm just like, it's because. And when you walk to work, you can grab a coffee if you wanted, or your lunch, or you can like do these little things that it's just like, it's for you.
That's
all for you. Like, if you fancy just a chocolate, you can go to the shop, get it, come back. Things goes, unless everything's in the house, in arm's reach at certain points, it's like, I can't get it. Because there's times I'm sat there, I want a cup of tea, and I just can't even make myself a cup of tea. I'm like, I guess so. That is kind of a break. But then one time she had to come to London with me, like, we was doing something.
Yeah.
And it was like, I wasn't going to work, but it was like a rush hour. So, this is my usual train. We get on, and she sees I just rammed it, and everyone's just pressed up against like each other. And then she goes, is this a train you have to get? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh God, this ain't relaxing at all.
You'd have been like, watch Love Island then. Go put on Love Island on your phone and watch it then.
This is sometimes the train I get where it's like, my hands are down here. I can't put my phone up to look at anything. I'm just stood here.
Because in the reverse, you're probably thinking like,
You're in your house,
you're on your sofa.
Yeah, you're in the house.
Your TV's 100%.
On. You're with the kids, that's nice.
Yeah, you can't feel no one's breath on you.
Yeah, oh, it's sunny outside. You can go for a walk.
Yeah, like,
that's what everyone always looks at the positives.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So it's got to be six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah. I think so.
You know what I mean? So...
No, most definitely. And I, like, my missus, she knows comedy is work, but she don't see it. She's like, you enjoy doing this. So that's where I get minus points on my thing.
That's a huge part.
She's like, I'm like, it's work. She's like, well, you enjoy it, though. I'm like, oh, just because I enjoy it doesn't mean it's not work. I still have to go and perform, but it's like 20 minutes, though. It's like, okay, all right. There's a lot of disrespect for the craft here. And I don't even need to respect.
I like 20 minutes.
I don't know.
It's just 20 minutes. Okay. All right, let's stop all that.
I don't know if it's a working class thing in the sense of you're meant to hate your job for it to be a proper job. I'm not sure if it's a woman mad thing. I slightly think there's some kind of like genetic thing in women's heads that they don't recognize a man working unless he's in pain. Like, so if you...
That could be deep-rooted in slavery, you know?
I don't know what it is.
On both sides.
That's crazy.
Like, labourers, people like
plumbing. Yeah. Hard graft.
Every woman looked at be like, he's working.
That's hard.
On that, do you know how many like times I've like shook a woman's hand?
Yeah.
And they've gone, oh, your hands are soft. Never done a hard day's work in your life. It's like, shut up.
You know what I mean?
Just you moisturize, you don't work hard. Yeah. That's crazy. Shout out Nivea.
Just because I wear gloves in a gym.
And I think it's that in the sense of there's been times like, when we first started working from home, like in one of my previous jobs, my wife used to come into like the room, like, what are you doing? And I'm there, like, with the laptop over top, I'm working. And stuff. So, but there's like a podcast playing, and da da da. I go, yeah, but I'm like, turn my screen, it's just Excel. She's like,
yeah.
How's that work? Because her, she's
and out
a teacher.
All the apps.
Yeah. She's on her feet. She's.
Yeah. You can't have any distractions in certain jobs, isn't it?
Sat there, headphones in, giggling at something, just typing away. She's like,
I've been like, this is how Facebook got created.
Yeah, so that's not working. I go, but I know that if I was working from home, but I was in the garden smashing rocks.
Same, just unrelated.
I'm just sweating, and just like, my shoulders, like, okay, he's working from home. That's that. That's working from home. And the comedy thing. Yeah,
like, there's no ratings for it.
Because I've got the day job to compare it to.
Yeah,
it's like, but you enjoy your job. I was like, I'm allowed to enjoy
my
job.
Why can't I enjoy it? It's what you want to do. That's the aim.
It's like
of
just
anyone
like
working.
People laugh. I'm like, that's
Can you do it? Like, you can't even do it in this house.
Yo,
I'm gonna pay for
that. Yeah, you're gonna pay for that. If you're listening to this, you're getting smoked.
Oh. I get smoked all the time. It's all good. No, but what? Just to wrap up on my side of things, what I said to her though, I said that's my one thing though, innit? Like,
well, comedy.
No, in terms of like. What I find hard and, you know...
What, the nighttime fees?
Whose job's hardest and the things they have to do. I said, that's my one thing where I slip. And she goes, yeah, other than that, you're... And I take him in the morning when he wakes up and stuff like that. So, I saw your post.
Yeah.
I'm presuming we all found out that they do appreciate us very much.
Yeah.
24 hours ago.
Yeah.
But it was so funny walking in being like, the thought in my head was like, yeah, Father's Day is over.
It's done now.
It's really
You had your 24 hours.
It's done.
It's like birthdays, isn't it?
Even today, Toby went, I really appreciate that you spent your Father's Day just doing stuff for us around the house. Because I didn't get the whole, I asked everyone else, I asked one guy, when did your Father's Day go? Oh, yeah, I got taken for lunch. Because by taken, I mean, I paid for the lunch. I got taken for lunch.
they drove me there.
Yeah, I drove. It was nice.
They put the reservation, that's it.
They put Google Maps on their phone.
I got some new socks. So I was like, yeah.
I got socks. I got a lot of things.
Yeah, everyone's father says to me, I got a mug. A hoodie.
Like best Father's Day.
Top dad. And it was like a picture of the two of them kind of like stitched in.
Oh, brilliant. That was dope. Taking a lot of thought.
Yeah.
Really nice.
My wife's sick. It's annoying. That's I think women are better at presents than men anyway.
Yeah, because they're more thoughtful.
Oh, for sure. I remember at Christmas, I just gave my girl an envelope of money.
Yeah, but then she's better than like other women I've I've been with like exes, she's Ooh. Better than her, them at presence. So it's like,
oh, yeah. very thoughtful.
My girl so it's just, makes it's, me feel bad.
Yeah, it's just shit. I remember on my 30th birthday, this is the first birthday I ever had with her. She knows this story. She bought me 30 different presents.
Wow.
I was about to say, that's a lot, and then I remember this.
Yeah, 30 different presents. That was not all massive presents, but just all, every present was like...
Was it an IKEA cup?
Well, my 30th.
Mm. No, that's like 30 no, different
it's our,
fucking...
It's our first present.
No, sorry, I got it, trauma.
Is that the first one? Is that when you knew you were going to marry her? After that? Sound like that?
Jeez, I hate this. I knew I was going to marry her when we went on holiday together to Costa Rica, and she had concussion and she was thrown up in the toilet.
And it's then you, and you decided that instead of going out, you were like...
Do you know...
We were just used to on holiday.
Yeah, it's just us two on holiday. Okay, yeah, okay. So it was in Costa Rica on holiday.
And you weren't mad that you had to stay indoors?
That's what I was about to say. It's when you go, I'm not mad and I'm not... And this doesn't put me off.
Yeah, I actually care. All I thought about is I just wanted to get back.
And you were like, well, damn,
some chicks in the past, you see them throwing up and you'd be like, ugh, I'm leaving.
For fuck's sake. After you spent all night saying, watch how much I'm drinking. Look at you throwing up in the bin.
Fucking rookie. Look at you, where you got your wares trying to keep up with me. You ain't me.
I'm there drinks. Like, do you need to drink so much, Dan? Like, don't watch what I'm drinking.
That's when I drop lines. Like, do you need to talk so much?
Yeah. Man, I have another one.
Yo.
Yeah, but, so when I saw her throwing up in the toilet, and just looking like, just absolute state.
Yeah.
Absolute state. And I was
at lowest ebb.
Yeah, and I was like, I just want to take care of her. That's it. I was like, just want to take care of her.
That's when you knew.
You, man.
Yeah.
That's love for real, man.
Yeah, what about you? When did you know?
When did I know? Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. It was sometime during uni when we obviously were going out during uni times. And do you know what? I don't know if there's a specific point. I don't know if there's like a that X happened and Y was the product. But I think a combination of obviously us just being tight, going through uni together, her family being cool, my family being cool with her. And I was like, well, neither of us are really going to go anywhere. So. And then, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well just do this thing, this life thing. Might as well, yeah. I don't think that was a.
It's good
like
thing
a,
she don't listen to this.
I'm gonna capitalize.
I'm gonna capitalize on the
fact that she don't listen to this by telling you Father's Day. You talked about your stitching. You talked about you got loads of gifts. Let me tell you. So two items got delivered to the house.
That hat and that top.
Now I already had this in store. Got this at the BBL. Thank you, the lecture.
Yemi was his name, in case you forgot.
Shout out Yemi, man, come through.
From where?
Well, it's gonna be from
Uganda. No, where was it?
Huh?
Where was the talk?
Iberia.
Okay.
I remember where I was, where I be.
Alright, cool.
So two items got delivered to the crib this Father's Day weekend. And she opened them both up Father's Day. So the first one she opened up was a PS5.
Add me.
The second thing she opened up was a Tom Ford aftershave. So
listen, I don't want to see another fucking Pret poster in my life.
Hold on, let me land.
I don't want to see another one. P5s and Tom Ford.
Let me land. So then I go to put my hand out for the PS5 and said, no. She said, that's for me. And gives me the Tom Ford. For her, she bought herself a PS5.
Huh? She a gamer.
Well, now she is. She's fucking playing Hogwarts Express and shit.
Not FIFA.
She didn't get FIFA. She got it for her. That's what I'm telling you. No joke. She bought a PS5 for herself.
All right. Have you landed? Is the plane landed?
What, the plane? Yeah, that's it.
You landed?
Yeah, that's it.
There was no rebuttal to what I just said. Your missus still bought a PS5 and
for herself.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about the peas.
Oh, don't worry. That's what I heard. In fact, let
Big up everyone working in Pret. Raise up yourself. Guan, kings and queens, yeah? I see you shining, eh?
Hey, come on. All right? Hey, shout out 9.
Slap that chocolate on my cappuccino with Riz with.
Hey, shout out Pret, man. You do good mockers, man. When I get a mocker in Pret, shout out the workers still.
I don't care
come
if
on.
That Danish is hella expensive.
You've got a PS5, so what's all this? Do your chart for yourself.
Listen,
then.
That's
you,
fine.
You've been having a PS5.
I've been having a PS5.
Yeah, so why are you charting for yourself?
Like, my family unit. Ain't at there
like
going, fucking Brit are making more money than us here, and they're chopping P5s and Tom Ford.
You've had a PS5, you can't do this if you've been having one.
Yeah, but
we
it's
just
different.
Got one. We just been able to afford one just now. We just stacked our P's. We
you
just
stacked
got
your P's with a P5 and a Tom Ford at the same time.
Tom Ford is only 50 mil, not 100 mil, still, smaller one. But anyways, she bought the PS5 for herself.
Oh, it was aftershave.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant like a watch or something.
Oh, don't come off it, man. We ain't got that type of money. This is just a little fragrance.
I thought you meant a
watch. Nah. You think I'll be like upset? I'm not upset. Tom Ford, shout out Tom Ford. It's
I've got my P5 like because.
And you said your missus even bought you that?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Big ups. And I still don't do the night feeds.
That should have been the
carrot.
I'm
already in
stick.
Trouble for it, so it doesn't
you
matter.
You might have to go.
You
go
might
out.
As well. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah. I see you.
There's no point shooting one person in the room and saying, no, I'm going to let you lot go.
We should really even start looking at the lovely listeners' questions.
Yeah, yeah, let's skip this. And then we'll wrap up. I think I've already done the P5 chat anyway.
So we, Nathan, shout out Nathan, man.
Yes.
Coming big out. Big up your ears, man. Always supporting.
Namesake.
Yeah, my son's namesake. My son's name is Nathaniel.
You tell who's the better friend.
Nathan. Well, remember. Yeah, he didn't even disagree. He just said, you know what? I'm going to hold that. Yeah, he hit us with a listener's question, man. He said, hey, lads, I'd love to get your thoughts on how you'd want your kids to deal with bullies or other kids teasing them. My eldest is quite sensitive and doesn't like the thought of hurting others, whereas my middle son will happily go Brock Lesnar on a bully's ass. So, the topic is dealing with bullies. How would you encourage your son? He said son, but it could be daughter. But how would you challenge, let's just stay with sons, to deal with bullies?
I don't know, because I was the bully.
There would be a difference if I would... Because girls bully differently.
They do.
So, they are mean.
Yeah, they're mean.
Yeah, mean girls.
Like, unless your girl has got the...
Gift of the girl.
Yeah, and the social, psychological skills.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fights are vicious.
Yeah. That's just go grab the head.
Yeah, girls will just turn the whole year group against you. Just spread some rumor, and suddenly your kid's an outcast.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
just,
yeah,
just
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
What? Sorry,
it's babes. Psychological warfare.
Sorry, babes, you lost. We're just gonna move school. That's it. It's like, they won. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's how my daughter deal with bullies.
Don't let this happen again, because I can't keep moving school.
Unless you've got, you have to hack a hard drive and just release pictures. That's
all
right, Bear.
Damn.
All right, Bear.
Damn. Maybe like Edward Snowden, you know.
That's how girls, you got to just release the WhatsApp messages.
Release the files. Declassify the files.
Whereas guys, it's that kind of physical thing, isn't it? I know when I was growing up, my mum's thing to me was always, don't throw the first punch.
Mm.
So don't be the one to make it physical. Mm. But if they are going to start on you, then you need to defend yourself.
Oh, she said hold it down.
Yeah, you need to defend yourself.
I never got to hold it down. Did you get to hold it down?
I got the, you tell someone once. Yeah, and then like, if they hit you, it was the line, like the generic line. If someone hits you, make sure you hit them back 10 times harder.
Yeah.
You got to hold it down too. Yeah.
So when I smacked my first person up, I was like, I'm not in trouble.
Yeah, same. I'm
in trouble in school, but I'm not in trouble.
Yeah, I knew in my chest, it was like, they hit me first.
Yeah.
I'm the dinner ladies, so what? I'm a 10 dinner lady, but I've still been hit.
Mm. So like, wow. You don't go to school to fight. You don't go to school to fight. That blanket.
My you secondary like, school were on the vibe of hold the licks.
Right.
And I was like, nah.
See, by the time I got to secondary school, it was a thing of I had enough like kind of reasoning and wherewithal to be like.
Yeah.
I mean, one guy punched me in first year, much smaller than me.
Mm.
I remember thinking it generally didn't hurt.
Wow.
That was the thing. So he hit me.
That's scary when you throw that punch.
It didn't hurt. And like, everyone saw it, but my ego just wasn't dented by it. I was just like,
His has got to be, because if you just firm someone's.
Yeah, he's trying. So I kind of went, all right, so what now then?
Woo!
And then he's
crumbling inside.
I just took the best you got.
Yeah. Okay, so what now then? And he's just like, oh, it's just like a slap just to walk. That's like, he might have slapped, mate. It was that, and then from then on, it's the funny thing, because of that, he was now shaking around each time he saw me.
Oh, of course, because he doesn't know what strength you've got now.
Like, oh, something's coming back.
Yeah, that's the thing as well. What I learned recently, like the psychology of us, of humans, really, but more so in kids because they're more like their reactions are more emotional.
Yeah,
is that if you do something to me and everyone sees that. There's 9 times out of 10, there's a seed in your head going, I'm going to get you back, and it might not be today, and it might not be tomorrow, the next day, whatever, but when I do, everyone's going to see it. So you not doing anything probably had that kid be like, it's coming and I don't know when.
Oh, yeah. Which is which is even worse than having it out. That's even worse than having it out, because at least when you have it out, you two know it's done. You're either going to avoid each other or you're going to circle it. With that one, he's like, right, this guy could pop off any moment. He's catching slipping.
There is a revenge tour coming.
Yeah.
And I don't know when they're in town.
So that is what I would... That would be my advice to Nathan. With his kid who doesn't want the scrap.
Yeah.
The kid who wants the scrap, they're just going to scrap. You can't...
Yeah, you can't
that's
stop
just
that.
In them. They don't have it in them to not scrap. They just like scrapping.
Yeah.
But the kid who doesn't like scrapping, they just got to learn to be able to firm whatever... has happened to them physically, and then be able to deliver a message to say, I'm not going to get you back now, but by the end of school. And I'm not talking about today. I'm not even talking about this year. I'm talking about the end of year 11. I will get you back.
On the Liam Neeson thing, you know.
I will get you back. So that kid, year 7 to year 11, is just there, just going,
I will fight.
Can I tell you a funny story about that? Something like that. So when I was like 13, 14, 15, I used to spit bars and stuff like that.
Come on, what's your MC name?
Nah, don't worry about that.
No, come on. Now tell
don't
me.
Don't worry about that. I'll tell you, I'll edit it out.
Because there's still a SoundCloud out there that hasn't been deactivated. The password to shut this shit down.
There's stuff out there. I searched it the other day. Just reported
that account.
Hey, I need to check this account.
You know what I tried to do that on? I tried to do that on the Green Room podcast because I forgot what the password was to log in. And I was like, I said some unforgivable things.
Take it off. I'm sure the password.
The only thing that will fucking save me from the archives of that podcast is the BLM episodes. But anyway, I'm taking it quite seriously. Like, me and my cousin, we take it quite seriously. Like, we go studio. Like,
okay.
And like, one of our friends continued, and he's like, in his industry, like a star now.
Right.
Like,
what music industry?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's like a
star. No, he did spit bars.
Sam Smith. What?
I just can't imagine you and Sam Smith in the booth going back and forth. Like, what duo is that?
He's trying to
say, I know, man. I'm just going to be like, what are you even talking about? That you're going back and forth for the...
We just called him Double S back then, you get me?
You're talking about Lewisham, he's talking about, I don't know what he was saying.
Let's move on to this story, yeah? Let's move on. So I'm doing this music, and there's this one brother, yeah, and we was cool at first, didn't it?
Mm.
But like, generically, like, that kind of genre is quite competitive.
Yeah,
of course.
So 100%. Then I just decided, you know what? I'm going to send for this guy and create a buzz around myself. I was releasing this, like, mixtape, 10 tracks, and that was going to be on the mixtape, yeah. And I just started, like, subliminal lines in my MSN bio, like... Yeah. Like, and I remember one time he messaged me, he's like, what's that, bro? And I'm like, it is what it is, innit? He's
like, did you know it was about him?
Yeah. So okay. Basically, say like his mixtape was called like three cans on a desk.
Yeah.
4 cans on a desk, whatever. And I wrote 4 cans was taking up memory, right click, delete that quick.
Right.
Right? Mm. Saying I downloaded your mixtape, it was trash, taking up memory, deleted it. Anyway, yeah. So he said, what, you sending? I said, yeah. And he said, well, send me the song, innit? Let me hear it. And I said, well, you hear it when it comes out. He goes, bruv, just send it now, innit? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, no, you can hear it when the public gets it. You
come on.
I'm not going to give you
an advantage
on me to start responding.
You're going to write a response straight
trust away. Me, yeah, trust me.
So then I release a tune, yeah. Does what it does. Little buzz, like, his, like, crew and I start, like, adding me on MSN, like, clash me. And I'm, like, saying, like, when, where? Let's go, let's
okay.
do this. Because I knew I could smack all of them up in it. So I'm not worried. And I knew none of them were knife man or nothing like that, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just straight music.
It's just straight music. And if you want to go, if you want to go serious, then I'll smack you all up in it.
Like that.
So I'm like, where? And there was this, used to be this radio station called Grime Online.
Yeah.
And they had an actual base. So I was like, you man are always there. Let's meet there and clash live on the air.
Come on.
Even rhyme.
Yeah, there you go. Still got it. And it, funny enough, that was my level back then as well. Terrible. But anyway, I'm saying, let's do this. And they just get like, blah, blah, blah. Then boom, the response comes out. This brother wrote 3 verses and a chorus for me, yeah? We're singing on the chorus. Now, I'm like, cool, let's go. And I was writing my bars and I was recording, yeah. And then I watched this documentary on knife crime, and I was like, I'm gonna stop spitting because all I spit about is shanking man up and stuff like that. And I've actually got a quite good career path. Like, I'm in the rugby academy, like, I'm doing quite well for myself. Dead. I come from a good family, like, my mum does well, barrister, all that,
I'm
yeah.
Dead.
I'm not really gonna shank no one up.
Yeah.
For me, it was one foot in on one and one foot out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're gonna do roads, you have to like be like, anyone who wants it, I'm gonna shank them.
Yeah. If you're committed to that road lifestyle,
I'm gonna run and then I'm gonna come back later and shank you later.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't shank me, I'm gonna shank you. Yeah. That's what it was. And I was just like, I just like making violent music that I would never carry out. So anyway, so then I'm like, I'm gonna allow all this rap thing and stuff like that, because I'm not a sweet boy to start like just be doing the girl tunes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped and I never replied. Mm. So now at almost like 30 years old, this is my 30th year on the planet, yeah? Once a month, in my head, I write bars for this Donny. He don't make music no more. But in my head, I'm like, oh, that would have been sick if I did that.
What bar you got in your head now for him?
Fam, it's like, all right, so the brother's name was Icon, innit?
Icon, okay.
And
okay.
I don't even remember what I say. Because I'm just in the car and I'm listening to gram music. And there might be a part where they've left the beat just open at the end. And I'm like... Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, this would have been sick if I had said this. And then, like, there's a teeny tiny part of me that said, just go studio and do it.
You need to.
And just release it.
I think you're going to keep on harboring those feelings until you let it.
I should just do it, innit?
For your 30th birthday, get a studio paid for, write the track, and release it.
This actually coincides perfectly with the type of content I'm moving into, with story. This is the story now.
Come on.
This is one of the stories.
And you need to...
Someone sent back for me 15 years ago.
100%.
And I never responded because I moved and pivoted in a different direction.
Yeah.
But this is the bars for him now.
No doubt. Show your son and you're not going to be bullied.
Yeah, I'm not going to be bullied out here.
That's it, man. And that's what, Nathan, you need to tell your son.
Yeah.
Don't let him be bullied.
Yo, the message is, it don't matter, like we were saying, whether I get you back... immediately
today
or 15 motherfucking years later, you get your get back.
You get your get back.
You don't actually have to fight fire with fire.
No,
you can fight fire with all
use your noggin.
When you see them, man, your son Nathan, when you see your son whipping in the Beamer, Benz, or Bentley, tell him when he drives by whatever this brother's name is. And he's what I like to call the triple B man them, which is called beers, benches, and bitties. And the beers can sometimes be interchanged with bookies. You know the man I'm talking about. Make sure you drive by and splash him with a puddle.
Come on.
You can kill him with success.
How old your son is, Nathan, but...
I bet he's like 4. So I learned that with him to splash people.
But just... do proper gang shit. Just plant some drugs on the bully and then just tell.
You know where I work, yeah? The kids.
Just tell the teacher, go, miss, I think he's got cocaine in his bag. Don't ask me how I know.
Or just go to your dad. Go to your dad, get real cocaine and plant it in his bag, fam.
What do you mean? He's got cocaine in his bag and now the kid's serving like.
Do you know what this is called? Do you know what this is called? This is what the kids in my school call it. Yeah, they call it GBG. GBG. And then they get mad. Someone's done something to them. And then you stop them from retaliating. Yeah. And they're like, no, I didn't get my GBG, fam.
Get
and
back.
And then one day I said, what's GBG? And they went, get back, gang.
Get back, gang. That's what it is.
Get look, back, man, gang. Nathan, whether you like it or not, your son's going to be part of the GBG, man. That's the get back, is. Gang. Whether it's 1 year, the same day, 15 years.
And it can be anything, man. It can be anything, man. That person might turn into an alcoholic, and your son could be their sponsor and just be like, look at you.
You can spread rumors about the kid.
Buying that white lightning for the guy, man. You never know, man.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You get me?
But let's round it up, man. That's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been Mike Quackadiri. To my left, we've got
Darren Griffiths.
To my right, we've had
Kazeem Jamal.
You better have a good week. Take care and peace.